the prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Medani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم In this program, we talk about the fadail, excellences of the children of the Prophet As well as we talk about individually their legacy, life in their seerah. There's so much to learn from these great personalities. The last episode we talked about the migration of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha and how many hardships she went through during that journey. And we learned that during that migration, a disbeliever, ma'adallah, hit her with a spear, due to which she fell from the camel and got severely injured, as well as she had a miscarriage. So these sort of intense hardships she went through in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely, enduring torture in the Lord's path, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a great, immense reward. For blessed Sahaba and Sahabiyat who migrated and faced difficulties in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned their excellence, their fada'il, and not only that, but also the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for them who migrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the religion of Deen Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in part 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 195. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب So those who migrated and were driven out of their homes and were persecuted in my way, and they performed jihad and were killed, then I shall most certainly forgive their sins, and I shall most definitely make them enter gardens beneath which rivers are flowing. This is reward from the court of Allah, and with Allah alone there is an excellent reward. Respected viewers, in the tafsir of this very verse, in Khazainul Irfan, it is mentioned that when Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly said in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have learned about the virtues of men who migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what about the women? What reward will they attain, or will they also attain the reward when they migrate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Upon this very question, subhanallah, this very verse was revealed, which we have just heard. Respective views of Madani Shail, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he summarizes in tafsir regarding this verse the categories of different believers. There were the believers who happily migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there were some believers who were compelled to leave their homes and they migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third category was that some of the individuals, sahaba ikram, sahabiyat, they were forced to leave in Makkah and they were oppressed. They were compelled to stay in Makkah. And then there were some, they were tortured during the migration or before migration. Allahu Akbar. And some who fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they got martyred. All will get three rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are those three rewards all these people who fall in these categories will get? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmah, he mentions that firstly, all the sins that they had committed before embracing Islam, or the sins they committed by mistake after embracing Islam, will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This is the naveed. This is the glad tiding given to them. Secondly, without giving any punishment, I'll admit them into such gardens beneath which different milk, water, honey, and pure wine rivers are flowing. This admission of theirs will be forever. As they reach there, they will never be expelled from there. This will be the second reward they will get. Eternal reward they will get, subhanAllah. And thirdly, apart from these blessings, I, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will grant them many other excellent rewards which are beyond their imaginations. Allahu Akbar. What a great reward these personalities they possess. Sahaba-i Kiram, Sahabiyat, Allahu Akbar. Those they migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those they faced troubles in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those they were tortured, those they were compelled to leave their homeland for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Islam. And amongst them is also one of the great personalities known as Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, who not only migrated but also faced severe hardships and torture to the extent that she fell from her camel and she had a miscarriage when a disbeliever hit her with his spear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise and elevate her status, and may Allah forgive us for her sake, for the sake of her hardships she faced in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Mufti Sahib further, he talks about bearing the oppression in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings reward, as can be learned from وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي, and were persecuted in my way. Some people taunt and ridicule others about beard, right, about salah, about parda, and about adherence and following the Islamic law by calling them with different names, and people, they ridicule them, astaghfirullah. And during these taunts is also included in wa'udhu fi sabili. Even someone taunts you, if someone talks ill about you, because you are following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are abiding by the law of the Islam, subhanallah, you are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this harm which is caused by the people's tongue, this will also be a reward, inshallah. Why? Because respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, at the time of chaos among my ummah, there is a reward equal to the reward given to 100 martyrs for those who will act upon my sunnah. This is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Respected viewers, the day and age we're living in, when we follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, now imagine how much reward we will attain. And then if we bear the taunts of people, if we bear hardships in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, it is difficult. The path of Jannah is not easy. It is a very, very difficult path. Log aasan samajhte hain, musalman hona. People think it's easy to be a believer. Allahu Akbar. It's not that easy. Because you have to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes you have to endure hardships, you have to face problems, and you have to remain steadfast like Sahaba Ikram did, like Sahabiyat did, like children of the beloved Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim did. Allahu Akbar. Like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhum did, like great pious predecessors did. So if we face a little problem, little trouble in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should remember these great personages, these great personalities, these great pious predecessors. Inshallah, we will have sabr, inshallah, by remembering their severe and intense hardships which they faced in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the name of the person who caused pain to Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha on the occasion of migration and caused her to fall from her camel by hitting her with a spear is Hibar bin Aswad. Sayyiduna Jubair bin Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated, after some time, he came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and confessed all his crimes and apologized and embraced Islam. On this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I have forgiven you. Allahu Akbar. And further, what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam said, undoubtedly Allah has intended to do good to you. He has guided you to Islam. Undoubtedly, Islam removes all the previous sins. Allahu Akbar. So bar tera dekh ke afw tarahum har baghi us sarkash ka sar akhir ko jhuka hai. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This was the mercy of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. This was the afu and karam afaka kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. This was the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Even such people who were the enemies of Islam, they embraced Islam. Right? And they bowed down their heads in front of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they became the devotees of the same Prophet. Allahu Akbar. So you can win hearts through forgiveness. You can win hearts through forgiving others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the seal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respect viewers, imagine your own daughter, Allahu Akbar, who suffered with such severe hardships, and you know the person is there in front of you who is confessing his crime, his mistakes, but yet this is the heart of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam forgave him. He did not take any revenge from him. This is the seerah. We should have the level of tolerance within our personality too. We should also forgive others for their mistakes. This was such a big mistake which was done. And a person who has confessed, he's in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam yet forgave him. But we don't forgive others for minor mistakes. Not as big as such mistake, but even for a very little and minor mistakes, we keep them in our hearts. The malice we keep in our hearts, the kina, the buzz, the enmity we keep in our hearts, and we don't even talk with people for years and years. Allahu Akbar. For a little petty issues, we start fighting. We start breaking relationships. We break ties with people. We don't talk with them for months and for years and years. Allahu Akbar. This is our condition. But this is not the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seerah. Very close relatives, even the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way they were treated. But later, Aka alayhi salatu wa tasneem forgave them. Allahu Akbar. Our level of tolerance is such that even on the road, if someone puts a hand on the horn, we get out and we start fighting with them. We can't even bear that. If we face a little traffic on the road, we get frustrated and we get our anger out on other people. A boss, he becomes angry on the employees, or father or mother, they get the anger out on their children. So whoever has got an authority, they oppress those they are under them, or they are working under them, or they are their subordinates. No, respectfully, this should not be the case. Rather, we should have tolerance. We should have the level of forbearance and forgiving nature. That if somebody makes a mistake, we should forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This forgiveness, inshallah, will give us reward. Respectfully, we learned about the seerah of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. We learned about the excellences of those they migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rewards Allah azza wa jalla has kept for them. in the hereafter. We also learned about the forbearance of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mercy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam forgave a person who had caused harm to his blessed daughter Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and many other lessons we learned from today's episode. That's all for today. We'll be back with another episode with another interesting piece of information regarding the blessed and beloved children of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.